for most people who want to eat more healthily. The problem is not lack of knowledge. I'm guessing you already have some very good ideas about what you should be eating. And I'm sure I don't need to talk about the benefits of a balanced but varied diet, and the importance of eating enough fruit, vegetables, fiber, and protein. There's now an abundance of information about diet available from books, television, and the internet. What's more, your body itself has probably let you know on many occasions that an hour after overeating junk food, you feel bloated and sluggish, whereas an hour after eating something really healthy or nutritious in a sensible portion, you feel lighter and more energized. So you've probably got more than enough information and examples from your own life about the specific ways you could be eating better. For most people that I've worked with who want to eat more healthily and lose weight, the real problem is implementing that knowledge. Food can act like a drug, especially high sugar foods and refined carbohydrates like cookies and sugary soft drinks. The sugar rush you get from such foods not only starts a cycle of craving where you get a sugar high and then a crash and start to crave more sugar, it also locks you into the present moment, where all you can think about is the instant gratification of eating something, rather than the future consequences of doing so. You can probably think of a time when you know you should have made a healthier choice about what to eat, but you wanted the food so badly that in that moment the consequences felt pretty irrelevant. Perhaps you told yourself the usual excuses, like that you deserved it, or that you'd already eaten badly that day, so it didn't really matter. But as you know, too many of these instant gratification decisions lead to unpleasant consequences, to feelings of guilt and regret, to low energy, to weight gain, and to health problems in the long term. So, eating healthily isn't about depriving yourself of pleasure. It's about recognizing that those instant gratification foods ultimately sabotage your body, and that making healthier food choices is about feeling better, happier in yourself, healthier, slimmer, and more energetic for the long term. This is where hypnosis can really help. Hypnosis can help you make the consequences more real by training your unconscious thought process to emphasize the longer-term pleasures and satisfactions of making a healthy choice, and the longer-term regrets and discomfort of making an unhealthy choice, so that you can feel the reality of the future more in the times when you're making a decision. And of course, this approach doesn't mean you can never treat yourself to something a little unhealthy now and then. Any healthy, balanced diet needs to include some leeway, just a little bit at least. It means you'll simply be more vividly aware of the consequences when you're deciding what to eat, so that you can make generally sensible choices and develop lasting, healthy eating habits. Now, if you haven't yet closed your eyes, you can do that right now. As you prepare to drift into a more relaxed, comfortable, absorbed state of mind, where you can make changes on an instinctive level, and you can begin by taking a slow, deep breath, filling those lungs with air, and then breathing out smoothly and evenly until those lungs are empty, so that the in-breath happens all by itself, the air rolling back into those lungs. And for the next few breaths, I'd like you to really get the sense of breathing out very slowly, fully, smoothly, and completely. To really focus on that out-breath, emptying the lungs each time, and allow the in-breaths to happen all by themselves. That's it. Because this slower, smoother, deeper type of breathing is a very powerful way of letting that body know that it's time to relax. And as you listen to these words and notice the position of those hands and those arms becoming heavier and more still as the muscles begin to relax more and more, comfort can begin to flow all through that body. There is a natural physical intelligence built in, part of you, that understands just how you relax when you drift off to sleep at night. So instinctively, when those facial muscles smooth out and those shoulders loosen and let go, while those arms and legs begin to feel heavier and heavier, in the warmth of the sheets, that head resting on the pillow, all remind your body that now it's time to begin to drift and dream. And notice images in that mind, dreamlike, floating fragments of thoughts. The reason you're listening to this, the sensation of putting your hand into a cool stream, the water gently burbling along through a valley somewhere, in the middle of a place, and you know where you know, consciously or unconsciously, know where you're drifting into a trance. To learn in a dream. That's it. With those dreamlike fragments of what a fresh, healthy apple looks like in your hand, holding it and preparing to enjoy a crunchy bite. That's it. As you relax even deeper now, or what your own face looks like as it relaxes and drifts off to sleep now, or the sound of a piano in the distance somewhere. And what do piano keys look like as they're being gently pressed down? Each one a different note. That's it. The taste of a cool glass of water, quenching your thirst on a hot day. The smell in the air just after the rain starts to fall. No need to make sense of these fragments of dreams consciously. You can float away or inside a place just right for you. Nowhere you feel this growing relaxation wrap all around you like a dreamlike, reassuring cloud of comfort that you can pull all around you, nice and safe and snug, and with a gentle smile, really begin to learn what it is you want to learn here and now. That's it. And you know what it's like to be deciding what to eat. Perhaps in the supermarket, perhaps in a restaurant, perhaps when passing a shop window and seeing something that looks tasty, perhaps at home in the evening or during the day, one of those classic times in your day when you have tended to make unwise decisions about how to properly nourish and care for yourself and your body. When that childlike impulsiveness pushed you into that compulsive, blinkered state, where you could only think about your immediate gratification and not your longer-term happiness and fulfillment. And what does that feel like to be in that impulsive state? Telling yourself those excuses that just one won't matter. Just one more. That you deserve it. That today doesn't count. that you'll start eating more healthily tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow. And how many, many times, that blinkering impulse to focus only on now and shut your eyes to tomorrow has ensnared you and bullied and dictated to you in the past all the different moments in your life when you would have liked to take proper care of your health and body. But that unhealthy, attractive food that really had nothing good to offer you hypnotized you into not caring, actually sabotaging the vitality and health of your body. And of course, there's a wonderful freedom in the impulsivity of a child, a spontaneous, delightful playfulness. And at the same time, there's a reason we don't put children in charge of town planning. Because children need to learn a lot about consequences. To a child, doing the washing up seems quite pointless. Taking a daily shower is just a tiresome chore. But then a child doesn't really know how to connect these activities to what happens if the washing up keeps on piling up by the kitchen sink, to what happens if you skip having a shower 2 days in a row, 3 days, 4 days, and then 5 days. About how grime can start to build up around the house. About how food scraps can begin to rot and attract vermin. About how an unwashed body means that people don't want to sit next to you after a while. And part of becoming an adult is developing a simple, obvious, intuitive awareness of the need to keep reasonably clean, to keep your environment sanitary and safe, and keep yourself washed and presentable. Because to a child's brain, it might not matter, but that's because they can't really see the reality of the future properly. They're locked in the present moment. And it's only as your brain develops and you become an adult that you learn to make better decisions, to really understand the long-term benefits of developing healthy habits. And there are probably people you would happily invite to your house. Good friends. People you know are trustworthy. People who it would be pleasant to spend an evening with. Who enrich your life and leave you feeling better. And there are other people out there in the world who would steal from you. Who would damage your house. And some of them might even appear charming. Just as a pair of burglars might ring someone's doorbell and pretend to be a pair of charming salesmen, just to get the opportunity to scout out the house and check your security and whether you have things worth stealing, so that they can come back a few days later when you're out and take the things you own and value. And it is so important to discriminate about who you invite around to your house, who you invite to stay, to evaluate who you invite in, and keep untrustworthy, dishonest people out of your home. To be there in that situation where you're deciding what to eat, to connect the unhealthy choice to that mounting regret of weighty, heavy, low energy. Because just as you wouldn't pollute your home by throwing old scraps of food around everywhere, or inviting the worst people you can find to stay and watch them gradually damage and soil your home just as you wouldn't skip shower after shower, bath after bath, and leave your clothes unwashed day after day, until your environment felt filthy, your home, your clothes, your body, all unsanitary and smelling foul. All the while, telling yourself that just one more day doesn't matter. So you can really connect the mounting consequences of that unhealthy food, those excess portions, and how they've polluted your body, sabotaged your health, that you've been inviting into your body foods that are users, foods that steal from you. And it's time to make a change, to make a stand, to really clean things up. Because when you've had a good shower or bath so that you can feel clean and fresh, and you put on fresh washed clothes, when you clear out any old junk in your home and get things clean and in order, when your kitchen is sanitary and you have good, kind, trustworthy friendships, people you can invite around and really enjoy spending time with, good long-term friends, so your whole life begins to feel better as you feel healthier. And you know what a healthier food choice would be in that situation. And you can really feel the reality of making that healthier choice now. And slowly enjoying, savoring that good, healthy food in a sensible portion that lets you feel good inside and out. And you can listen to this session repeatedly and integrate this pattern of decision making into all the times and situations in your life when you need it, so that some weeks and months from now, you can really look forward to feeling so much more vibrantly healthy and slim, as you feel instinctively drawn to making healthier choices. And you can notice all the ways this benefits your life, how you look better and feel more confident. And I wonder which of your friends and colleagues will notice first how much better you're feeling and looking inside and out. And for now, you can prepare to become wide awake. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of the surface that you're resting on. And as you reorient to this present moment and to your surroundings, you can just come all the way back now. And as you open up your eyes, you might enjoy a nice stretch. And welcome back.